Hey, this is Brennan from the Ghost Story Guys, and I am here with a preview of my brand new talk show, Largely the Truth, with Brennan Storr. It's a bi-weekly podcast where I sit down with some of the most interesting people I can find and learn about them, learn about their art, their writing, their activism, their music, whatever it is that makes them tick. We sit down, we talk about it. The first episode just dropped. I interview the Miami-based composer, producer, and musician Darko Richards, whose music you'll actually have heard on this podcast in the past. Darko and I talk about his latest album, The Wicked, building community as an independent musician, and so much more. What follows is the first 15 minutes of that show, and if you want to hear the rest, it runs about an hour in total. Search for Largely the Truth with Brennan Storr wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe. And of course, the next episode of Ghost Story Guys, episode 116, will be out 1 week from today. Thanks for listening.
The sun is down, the streetlights are on, and you're listening to Largely the Truth with Brennan Storr.
To all you restless sleepers and midnight creepers, bleary-eyed truckers in the graveyard shift, this is Brennan Storr, and you're listening to Largely the Truth. Whether you're staring at a screen or the lines on the road, all is well, and for the next little while it's going to stay that way. Because I'm here, you're there, and together, we're going to explore the night. Well, hello there. My name is Brennan Storr. You are listening to my podcast, Largely the Truth, and I welcome you to my very first episode. If you're coming from one of my other projects, you may know me. If you don't, I'm one of the founding hosts of the Ghost Story Guys podcast. We're still running strong over at ghoststoryguys.com, everywhere. Find podcasts live. I've been doing that for the last 4 years, telling stories of the strange and unusual, and it is near and dear to my heart, but sometimes there are conversations you want to have that are outside the box of what you normally do, and this show is very much that. Largely the Truth is my opportunity to interview some of the most interesting people I can find and have the sort of conversations that, well, they're worth staying up for. To give you an example of what I'm shooting for here, years ago, I rolled into El Paso, Texas at about 10:30 at night on a Greyhound bus, which I don't recommend you do. I had arrived from Austin and left much earlier in the day, and I had been hooked up with a place to stay by some lovely folks I met on Couchsurfing. This is, again, a long time ago. I don't know if Couchsurfing is still around. I assume it is, but who knows? And the fellow I was staying with in El Paso was not part of the network. He was a friend of the people I had met on the network. His name was Bob, and Bob was a historian in El Paso, and he's a retired guy who had a spare room and some time to show a clueless young man around the city and eventually Juarez, Mexico, which that's a story for another time. So Bob picked me up at the bus station. We hit it off famously, and we sat on his porch talking until the sun came up. I think we finally went to bed about 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning, and that was one of the greatest nights of my life, just because there is nothing like a conversation so good you're willing to forsake everything else to keep it going. Sleep, work, all that nonsense. That is the shit I live for. And so with Largely the Truth, my new bi-weekly podcast, that is what I hope to bring to you. I am out in search of the most fascinating people I can find to share their perspectives with me. Artists, musicians, activists, anyone who's got something interesting to say. I want to meet them, I want to talk to them, and folks, I want to bring them to you. So whether you know me from the Ghost Story Guys, or whether you know me from my book, A Strange Little Place, or some of the other podcasts I've done guest spots on, or whether you're just randomly finding this online, which is wonderful, welcome to the party, welcome to the show. I truly hope you stick around, because I think we're going to go some fascinating places. My very first interview is with the Miami-based artist Darko Richards. Darko is an extraordinarily talented producer of sort of cinematic electronic rock. It's a whole genre unto itself. Really great, great stuff. And Darko and I talk for almost an hour about not only his Darko Richards project, but many of his other side projects and just the sort of the current state of independent music as it stands. So it's time now to reach out to my good friend, Darko Richards. And I'll be back at the end of the interview to see you off into the night. My guest tonight, my first guest on this version of Largely the Truth, in fact, is someone who came to my attention when his album A Point of Departure was named one of the best synth albums of 2017. Who named it that, I don't remember. But whoever they were right. And I've been a fan since. And he is an extraordinarily versatile composer, producer, performer, and really just an overall good dude. And his latest album, The Wicked, will be out by the time you hear this. He is Darko Richards. Darko, welcome to Largely the Truth.
Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate the kind words. That's a beautiful intro. And I honestly have forgotten about that article back from Point of Departure that named that. Now, after we have this conversation, I want to have to remember myself and find out who named it that. But that was nice. That was a good day. That was a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. I found you and I found the Retroglyphs from that that list. Well, actually, we'll talk about Point of Departure because that is, that was your first album, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Perfect. And that is undergoing a transformation, but we'll get there. Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and the kind of music you make?
Okay. Well, I mean, I've definitely always been in love with music. That's kind of obvious for any music producer, kind of junkie in that sense. As far as the music that I do under the name Darko Richards, I have settled after some time of figuring out what's the best way to name my music on cinematic electronic rock. I would love to just have one word that would describe it, right? The shorter, the better.
Of course.
But three words is as short as I can get that because whether I'm trying or not, my music is definitely very cinematic. That's not really even my opinion. That's just the feedback I always get.
Absolutely.
I definitely cannot get the rock out of me, and it's definitely electronic. So I'll settle for cinematic electronic rock or electro rock, whatever you want to do. And I tap into different things. I remember, Point of Departure, I was trying to do kind of a synth wave thing. But again, my influences on rock and cinematic influences are probably a little too strong. And ended up being, I am what I am, basically.
As someone who struggles to be sort of summed up in one or two words or even one or two sentences sometimes, I sympathize.
Okay. You hear me.
Yeah. 1,000%. So when did you first discover that you loved music? Because obviously this is a lifelong thing for you.
Well, I mean, I can go as far as my memory allows me for loving music, right? As a child, just around, the room of being attracted to certain artists and whatnot. However, it wasn't until I was, 14, definitely by 15, where it wasn't just I love music, is I have to do music. This is it. Whether I want to or not, I'm not going to be able to get this out of my system. This has to happen moving forward. And kind of haven't looked back ever since. And have been trying to do, to compose music ever since. So that's really when it took over. I fell in love with the guitar originally. I'm originally a guitar player, right?
Right.
As a teenager, I probably wanted to be Slash, right? Like a lot of teenagers.
Who doesn't? I didn't even play guitar and I wanted to be Slash.
Right. So that was kind of the original idea. The first love was the guitar. Right. To this day, I still love her. But over time, I realized I was more of a composer than a guitar player alone, if that makes
sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it wasn't really only up to about a few years ago, Point of Departure being the first full attempt, that I realized, wait a minute, I should just be here. Technology these days allows someone like myself to compose a lot, even just alone in a room, right?
Sure.
Where maybe, decades ago, or before any time in history before that, you needed X amount of real human beings to play whatever you write. Well, these days you can kind of get away with this stuff right here, and you're not getting me out of here, basically. That's it.
Well, I'm glad because, like I said, I'm a fan of your stuff. I mean, Point of Departure, again, love that. And then you really evolved. And that's actually been something I've really enjoyed watching is how much you've evolved over the course of the 4 years I've been following your music because, as we discussed, Point of Departure is your first record, and you've revisited that recently, and you've sort of found some it doesn't necessarily hold up to your present standards, and again we'll talk about that in a little bit, but from there you took that and then you made Into Orbit, I believe was the next record, correct?
Yeah, you got it right.
That was such a departure. and such an evolution in terms of like that really hard driving electronic style. And now with The Wicked, it's almost like a synthesis of some of the different projects you've been working on, because you've got, you know, the hard driving of Into Orbit. There's a little bit of that Point of Departure, kind of big soundscape stuff going on. But you've also kind of incorporated the influences from some of your other projects, which, again, I really want to talk about, some of the more community-based projects you've got going on. And is that an intentional thing, or is that just sort of a, this happens no matter what you're doing if you're growing as an artist?
Well, I mean, first of all, I actually appreciate you. You were right on a lot of that. Like, you're really paying attention, and that means a lot. Myself, you got a lot of that right. Now, it's interesting, because I'll tell you what happened with this last album, and, you know, the point you're trying to make about the development of the sound changing over the three albums. Actually, Point of Departure, first of all, was called that because for me, it was a departure from, again, being a guitar player. So kind of tying it to the previous point where, okay, I'm departing from being the guitar player in a rock band to I'm going to be a producer doing cinematic electronic stuff in a studio. But then after that, to be honest with you, Into Orbit, the second album, and then The Wicked, this new album that's coming out next week, were written together, right? They were supposed to be the second album, period, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write the second album. I spent X amount of months, this was 2 years ago, 2019, I suppose, composing, I don't know, 18, 19 tracks. And then the idea was, okay, I'm doing 18, 19 tracks, I'll pick the best 10 and 11, releases them as an album, and the others won't make it, right? Which was definitely the case with Point of Departure, and that's what happens a lot of the times. Well, I kind of, two things happened. One, I kind of loved them all, and I couldn't find myself to eliminate a lot of them and narrow it down to 11, 12 tracks. Number two, I realized I have two main themes here. That was not on purpose. It's not like I sat down and said, I'm going to write 18 songs over the next few months about two main themes. But that's what happened, things that were just happening in my life. And then I realized, you know what? If I kind of split this in half, I have a lot of songs about this here. This feels coherent into orbit. And then the other half, this feels coherent, The Wicked. And it just kind of naturally arrived there. I released Into Orbit first. And then other things happened with my other projects, which I'll be more than happy to talk to you about if you want to. It sounds like you want to go and touch on those too. So there was some time between Into Orbit and The Wicked. And when it came now time to release The Wicked, I was not fully satisfied where I left the songs.
Right.
So to be honest with you, I kind of worked on a lot of them a lot, and they came a long way from where they were 2 years ago. But yes, they were born 2 years ago, along with the tracks from Into Orbit.
Interesting.
That's a long answer, but that's kind of what happened.
I'm all about the long answer, my friend. So you said there's two different themes, each one sort of had. What would you say the themes of Into Orbit and The Wicked are?
I would say, and this is an oversimplification, Into Orbit is a lot about my own love for music. It's literally songs about, I love your music, and I'm going to keep doing this till I die. That's, again, an oversimplification. Maybe it sounds a little corny.
Not at all.
So yeah, Into Orbit is mostly about that. Now, The Wicked, that one, I don't know how much I'm going to get into, to be honest with you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, which is kind of it's an awkward place, I think, for musicians and artists to be, where like you have the stuff you need to get out of your system.
Yep.
Here it is. And then, hey, what is it about? I don't really want to talk about it all that much. But one thing that I think is helpful for me as an artist, the type of music that I do as Darko Richards, is that a lot of it is instrumental.
Right.
Which for me, you get to, for me personally, I'm one of those that I feel that music says a lot more than words. I'm never, even when I'm listening to music full of lyrics, I'm the guy paying attention to the music and the production behind it, not the lyrics.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is that I kind of got a lot of stuff that I needed to get out of my system in an instrumental way. Now, the main theme, I kind of turned into this sort of concept album, believe it or not.
Okay.
Where I kind of got to take it away from me, and you have this little story about this individual who falls into some sort of spell. Very traditional. Honestly, actually, you would have probably appreciated due to your sensibilities and things that you like to do with your shows. But let's just say an individual falls into a spell, and we find him in a journey trying to get out of the spell. And by the end of the album, he thinks he's out of the spell. That's as best as I can put it. Okay. Again, it might all be in my head. Maybe the listener won't receive that because it's all instrumental, right? So you're right. Welcome to project whatever's inside your head when you're listening to the album. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, interesting. The mystery deepens.
I think that's as far as I want to go there. But I think if you pay attention and you look and you listen to it, I do, you know, one thing that I like to do, this is kind of a technique that is kind of outdated now, I believe. I don't see a lot of artists doing it. I do like to use voiceovers, whether from movies or I'll literally get a book on audio because it set a line. It might have anything to do with the rest of the book, but it serves my purpose for
absolutely
the message I want to send in the song. And then that helps, I think, in a verbal sense, get the message across, if that makes sense.
Hey, it's me again. Just reminding you that if you liked what you heard, you can find the rest by searching for Largely the Truth with Brennan Storr wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Overcast, all those places. And if there's somewhere that you like to listen to your podcasts and you can't find the show yet, shoot me a message at largelythetruth@gmail.com and I will make sure to get the show there. Thanks as always for listening, folks. You guys are the absolute best. And I guess that's it. Paul and I will be back in 1 week with episode 116. And until then, into the, well, you know.